Vous écoutez Show pour le Monstone sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Nous sommes le 24 décembre, 21h. C'est le réveillon de Noël. Ça tombe bien parce que, par hasard, c'est notre spécial Disco Noël 2020. Noël, Noël. C'est quoi Noël? Noël, c'est pas juste stresser pour acheter des cadeaux. Noël, c'est pas juste être trop sous au party de Noël. Noël, c'est pas juste avoir mal au ventre pendant deux semaines à cause qu'on a trop mangé. Noël, c'est aussi le disco. Et c'est pour ça qu'on vous a préparé une émission disco-y à souhait. On va avoir droit à un mix de 50 minutes de disco de Noël de Alex Moskos. Et sinon, plusieurs sélections provenant de ma collection personnelle à moi, François Letourneau. Ma collection de disco, bien sûr, c'est tout en vinyle parce que les vinyles de disco, ça coûte une pièce. C'est fantastique. Avant de s'adonner au plaisir du disco, par contre, je vous avertis, on va vous bombarder de Christmas crap. Comme à l'habitude, il faut bien suivre des traditions. Mais on va vous donner un petit avant-goût avec la découverte de la semaine Daz de Brick. Malheureusement, je ne l'ai pas en vinyle, fait que je l'ai rippé sur YouTube.
week out from Christmas, shopping centres are usually packed to the rafters. Well, now the COVID outbreak is looming as yet another blow to struggling retailers. But the warnings haven't deterred Sydney shoppers just yet.
It should be the most wonderful time of year for the retail sector. Christmas spending, the backbone of the industry.
During the week, I try to go early, before the rush. Right about lunchtime.
This year, Australians are projected to spend close to $50 billion, but the new COVID outbreak has put a handbrake on Sydney's shopping plans.
Please, please, do not go out tonight or the next few days unless you really have to.
Some are still taking their chances, hoping to avoid the last-minute rush.
We've already done one lot. This is the second lot today. Then we have to quiet down after that.
I have done some online shopping, but I prefer to come in. It's just a lot easier.
Like everything in 2020, festive shopping trends are anything but normal. Spending on clothing has fallen 11%. Cosmetics and beauty spending down 20%. While computers and electronics skyrocketed by a whopping 458%. And spending at bottle shops up 21%.
It certainly is a challenging period for many retailers, and yet, conversely, many retailers are doing particularly well in this period.
Less in-store spending has been propped up by online shopping this year, but the entire retail sector is expected to take a big hit, illustrated by much weaker Black Friday sales, usually the most reliable Christmas barometer.
Black Friday data from Hotbook has shown that there's been about a 30% decrease across all areas of consumer spending.
Australia already saving up for next year. Tom Saker, 7 News.
It certainly is a challenging period for many retailers, and yet, conversely, many retailers are doing particularly well in this period.
The way you see it when you're feeling blue, blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas, all the papers on the folly rock. Blue Xmas, people trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call folly rock, bitter gall. Folly rock. Very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive and only give and to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me,
ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
All right, you guys, I am looking in the Costco toy section, so you know they're going to have more toys than normal for Christmas. Right now, we have American Girl activity book and plush. That is going to be $30. So you're going to get, like, a dog, Friends Forever, Pamper, your playful sheepdog, and, you know, another dog, Labrador. And there is a cat one, if you are a cat person.
You know what I like about the
American Girl? So $30. What do you like?
Is they actually have a skeleton in them to where they move.
Oh, yeah. They do move.
Them. They're not
the dogs
like
do move. Stuff. Here we go. Look, there's one right here. They're poseable. They do move. And you're going to get a little doggy collar. You can personalize it. My daughter does have one of these. So, yeah, they're pretty cool. And $30. Here we have Bitty Baby. They want... Oh, there is not... Let me see if I can find a price for that. No, that's for American Girl.
That's for
Bitty Baby. Okay, that is American Girl. I forgot about this. We see it all the time in the American Girl store. And they have a little section dedicated to little babies. So, $100, you're going to get clothing. You get 12 pieces right here. So, if you don't want to go into the American Girl store or if you don't have one, Costco might be your best bet. $120 for American Girl. So, here we have Molly. This is the one my daughter has been eyeing. Actually, you're going to get the accessories. You're going to get pajamas, cute little fuzzy slippers. You're going to get the book. Gonna get a little necklace and a little clutch for your doll and her, you know, beret. Yep, that is pretty cool for $120. We got Mary Ellen down here. Who else do we have? Is that it?
Yeah, it's just these two.
Okay, just Mary Ellen and Molly here in Costco, which is really cool. Here's everything that Mary Ellen comes with, and then of course we got the American Girl horse. This is going to be $50. $50. You're going to get carrots, an apple, and a brush. And then here's what it looks like for your dolls. American Girl 7-piece set for $50, you guys. Definitely not bad. You're going to get the horse, saddle, bridle, blanket, brush, apple, and carrot. So if you could definitely get it for cheaper here in Costco, get it. Because in the American Girl doll store, I think it's $75 and... I don't think you're going to get...
Hello, this is Donald Trump, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Last Christmas Eve, I didn't feel too jolly. To say the least, I wasn't of good cheer. I seemed to me to be a pointless folly. The price of pleasure had become too dear. And as I watched the shoppers from my window, joy that I'd lost long ago, I wondered when I died, where would my soul go? And realized it was surely down below. And then I felt a strange exhilaration. I knew that I had absolutely nothing left to lose. And so I took a permanent vacation to lose for once in all this Christmas blues. So indeed, my soul was freed. I went to court. The trial was short. The charge was suicide. I was sentenced to be fried. But when I reached the gates of the Inferno, instead of screams, I heard a Christmas carol. And when they brought me face to face with Satan, he said, come on and join the celebration.
You don't have to say no prayer. 16-year-old has something like this.
Yeah.
It does pick them very, very, very.
Vous venez d'entendre probablement deux de mes chansons de Noël préférées. Juste avant, c'était Christmas with Satan.
Okay.
James Chance.
Now, my daughter's huge on Baby Life.
Christmas with Satan.
You can find this in Walmart, you guys, but
et avant ça, je pense que c'est vraiment ma tune préférée, puis je la mets à toutes les années à l'émission. C'est Blue Xmas. C'est Miles Davis avec un chanteur. C'est qui le chanteur? Donnez-moi un instant, je vais aller le voir, je vais tout de suite.
So again, you can find us on Walmart, but it does go very, very fast in Walmart. We got some Play-Doh going on, $8 for $50, you guys.
Bob Dorough, le chanteur qui chante sur la pièce avec Miles Davis, c'est Bob Dorough.
I think there might be a dollar
sur
now.
Blue Xmas.
But for $50, for $8, and like I said before, if you are passing out stuff in stockings for multiple family members or for a classroom, this is a great deal. Or for Halloween, yes, yes. And then we have Black Panther and Clues 2 Mask. So the Black Panther role play set is going to be $10. We got more Play-Doh set. This is a Play-Doh Kitchen Creations Ultimate Barbecue set. Is going to be $20. You're going to get everything in here, and you're going to get 40 pieces, which is also great, you guys, if your child does like Baby Lives, because Baby Lives do come with a little maker of like vegetables and fruit.
Merry fucking Christmas.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
You are listening to Chipola Mudstone on CKDT 90.3 FM.
Here. Oh, hi! What's your name?
Well, that's my favorite name. I'm so glad you called. Listen, how old are you now? You are? That's a whole year older than the last time we talked. Did you call to tell me what you wanted for Christmas this year? You did? Well, hold on, hold on. Listen, I gotta ask you the big question before you tell me what you want. Have you been naughty or have you been nice? I knew it, I knew it. I'm so happy for you. Okay, tell me the list, come on. Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, perfect. Listen, hold on. I gotta tell you, you could probably go on all day telling me what you wanted for Christmas. But listen, if you could get your mother to just write it down for me and put it in an email to the North Pole, that would be so helpful. Do you think you could do that? Go ahead and ask her. I'll wait for you. Great. This is great. So now, would you like me to say hi to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for you? You would? Okay, well, great seeing you, and I'll see you Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
This is the worst Christmas ever. Worst Christmas ever.
And then, of course, we're gonna get the mansion dollhouse. It is going to be $150. And do you remember buying my daughter one of
those? Y a-tu quelque chose qu'on aime plus que le disco de Noël? Ben non, c'est pour ça qu'on vous offre un mix de disco de Noël signé Alex Moskos sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM.
Christmas to me, another Happy.